We are in Siman Resh Chaf Hey. We did Sif Beis. We're on the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis, where Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zion. So we said that the halacha is that some people have a minig when the child becomes a mitzvah for the father to say the bracha of Baruch Shepatani Mir and Chesel Zeh. Sif Katan Zion, Pirish, that Arshim Nenesh Av Kishachot Ben, Mishnah Shalachincha, the mitzvah of Torah. Up to the age of bar mitzvah, when the child is acting improperly, that's indicative of the fact the father did not do his mitzvah chinuch properly. The father is held culpable. But ba'achshav shenasa ish, but now that the son has become the age of maturity, mechuyav hulis chazik ba'atzmai li mitzvah Hashem yizborach. So he has his own responsibility, and he cannot lay the fault at by the feet of the father.
What?
The afal pi sheshuv ein alav inyan chinuch. So the chiyuv of chinuch, really, now the child has a chiyuv of his own, he's chai mitzvahs. So he has to ask for help, he has to do whatever it takes. Part of doing it takes is asking for help. It's not the father has to force the help on him, the child has to ask for it. Their 13-year-olds were a little bit more mature than some of our 13-year-olds are. Okay? Kamakim yeshal ab mitzvah hechacha kashuroya shena misnai kashur. So there is a concept of techacha. He has to point out to it's like giving mitzvah hechacha to any other member of Klal Yisrael. He has it to his child as well. When we have a concept, when a person is able to, in some way, make a protest, and he chooses not to, so he is held culpable. That's nothing to do with father and son. That any two individuals, it's not any less of a level of responsibility than any other people in Klal Yisrael. If a person has the ability to protest against the actions of his members of his household, and he does not do so, nitvas b'avon anshei beis. The Mora says, and a person has the ability to expand his influence beyond the city. If he would be Moicha, people would listen. And he chooses not to be Moicha. Or even if he's not sure if they'll listen or not, but he chooses not to be Moicha. And had he been Moicha, they would have listened. See, he's held responsible for the actions of the people in the city. Now, it doesn't mean that they are absolved the responsibility, but he's also held culpable for what was being done improperly. So we're not absolving the father from that key of that concept. We're just saying, but the primary responsibility still is on the individual himself, not on somebody else. So the Ramah says it's appropriate to make this bracha Baruch Patrani, but lo Yishem Malchus. Why is that? The Ramah's point is because the Gemara never has such a bracha. This bracha was developed after the Gemara. That's what Darchaim says. So even though we have a rule that generally you do not learn halacha l'maisa from a medrash, but it is mentioned in a medrash, and the Maril also came halacha l'maisa. The Maril understood that this medrash is not just a nice drasha, but it is an actual halacha l'maisa. So the Maril, the Rishon, understood and took this counsel of the Medrash and made it halacha l'maisa. Yesh Baruch Hashem Malchus, and therefore he's not making up a new bracha. He's saying that we have to understand that this Medrash was a halachically valid Medrash, and therefore this is a bracha which is yes true at the time of the Chazal. And therefore, you make a bracha b'shem malchus. Why mechayadim shekosav gamkein v'bracha lihipset? So chayadim's balance is, when a person would say the bracha b'shem malchus, he's not doing something inappropriate. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really give us his final word of the matter. Where we stand on this issue, because he sort of left it open for us.
Have you heard people say Hashem Malchus?
Have I ever heard somebody say Hashem Malchus? I have not. And I think that the minhag nowadays is not to do it with Sheir Malchus.
I never did.
But people should not go pee the grow. I'm sure there's places in Eretz Yisrael. When they say it without they say it with Shem Malchus. According to the grow, they follow the grow. Okay. Fine. Now that much would be true, though, if you would hear somebody saying Shem Malchus, you definitely would answer Amen. Okay. Sagt der Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Avroi Pri Chodesh Mischadesh Mishana Lashana Bavor Shech Yon. So this is a Gemara. And we see the new fruit developing. So the person makes a bracha Shech Yonu. Lot of Zman Azeh. So Baruch Hashem, we've arrived at this new season where we have these new fruits. So the din of the Gemara, it's not depending on the moment of Achila. It's not depending on Achila at all. It's when you see it on the tree, even it hasn't even been removed from the tree. A person sees this, so he makes a bracha of Shech Yonu. V'afilu re'eyu b'yad chaveroi o'el e'ilun, even though he sees it not, he doesn't own it. If somebody else has it, and somebody else will be eating it, or he sees it on the tree, so he makes the bracha, because he's excited that we Baruch Hashem, the new season has arrived. You know, if we live in a society where fruits were only available seasonally, so you have a 6-week window where a 3-week window where fruit X is available, and you know, and that's it for the whole year. So that moment arrives. There's some element of happiness that it has arrived. So that's the that's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Rishonim. However, so since if a person doesn't have that level of excitement of just seeing it, but when a person eats it, so that's already generates a different level of, so we say everybody we feel confident has a right to Shei Shech Yonu at the time of the Achila. So that's why the minute became just to wait till the Shas Achila.
But someone who made Bracha Shas Riyah would not say it.
Correct. If a person did say that, so the minute is to wait, but if a person had said it earlier, he would be Yotze, definitely be Yotze, right?
He just went on either the Hana of seeing it, or eating it, the Hana of feeding it, or eating it, but not both.
Correct. Hagoa. However, a person did say the Shasriya, you cannot say that what he's done is improper. He's fulfilled the din of the Gemara. Vandenberg Ajinigmar Tashum Gidul Hapri. However, it has to be when it's fully grown. The person not make a bracha immediately. The first time he saw, he can make a bracha the second time. Okay.
So I have understood fully grown means that's when it falls off the tree. As long as it's on the tree, it's really not completely ripe.
Well, there,
is there going to be any CLAS tonight with Nachum Schwartz giving his Gemara? So,
you know, I'm in the middle of discussing something else. You really think that was an appropriate question to ask?
No.
Okay. So you'll, next time you'll remember that, okay?
Yes.
The Gemara over here, there's a Madrega where it's Nigma doesn't mean that it's like it can't grow anymore. The point is, a person would consider that fully grown in the sense it's reached its certain stage. It, you know, gets people say, "Oh, that's a fully grown fruit," as opposed to where we understand it's in the earlier stages where it's not fully ripe. It can grow to full size, then it gets a bit larger, it gets a little more ripe, etc., before it falls off. So that's the stage we're looking for. Okay, now the Bir Lachab here points out. And which is a mistake that people have. That this applies, Bir Lachab back on the previous page. The Pri Chodesh is Bein Repriyo Eitzu Priyo Domo. Going to last week here, it applies to Priyo Domo as well. Shech Yonu was not limited to a Priyo Eitz. It applies to a Priyo Domo as well. I think one year we had a Priyo Domo for the Shech Yonu fruit for Rosh Hashanah. Somebody says it's a Priyo Domo. I said, okay. There's a dinner Shech Yonu and a Priya Dhamma. I never heard that before. So, okay. So, Mr. Burr says it, points it out. He does discuss apple. He does discuss potatoes. He says the Mishabur will talk about what's halacha by potatoes. Okay. Mishabur sivkat and tes ravar shachianu. It's not a chiv that you must say this. The ilam avorach loymanish, if a person may honest, if a person didn't make the bracha, he doesn't get any punishment for not doing what he's mechuyev to do. But rather, it's a bracha which we Chazal gave you as a way to express your feelings of elation and happiness that this is the situation. So Chazal gave you a bracha. But if we come back and roy the search of the levata, it is appropriate not to be mevatel this bracha and to say it. A person should try and say it. But if the person doesn't have to go out of their way to try and get these type of fruits, a person, but even a person would see it if he doesn't really have an excitement about it. He's not mechuyev to make the bracha. But it is appropriate to try and be in a situation. Now, there is a sheet that's Rishonim which holds not like this, which holds that it's a chiyuv. And that's part of the reason why the Eli Rabba argues that it's appropriate that a person should make sure to say it, because there are Rishonim hold that it's a chiyuv. Even though he sees the biyad chaveras sifkat and yud, the ikar niskan al simchas halev shemasameach al tzmichas priyachodesh. There's a certain happiness about the new crop being there, and that's regardless of whether it's the person's own free fruit that he's seeing or somebody else's fruit that he's seeing. But he's excited about the new crop. But our minhag is not to say it till shas achila, yud aleph. The mishein liboy sameach bari osoy. Rak ba'achilosa, a person who does not feel excited about seeing it. He only feels excited more. He feels a level of pleasure and happiness when he eats it. Well, I haven't had oranges in 11 months. I said, so nice to have an orange. But I don't know. I'm not so nice about seeing oranges on the trees. So such a person, kol yama mevorach rak achilosa. So such a person is appropriate. He should make the bracha. The time of the achila. So therefore, since there are some of the individuals who should not make the bracha when they see it, should only wait to make the bracha when they eat it. Therefore, we came like a little plug. We said everybody waits till they get achila. Therefore, we're not worried about some people saying it before it's appropriate and not really being saying the bracha properly. Okay. Now, b'shas achila, Mishabur didn't get. So, now from the flow, it would sound like logic would be that b'shas achila also you need a simcha. Let's say this guy, you know, he's just nothing, you know, gets him excited. So, b'shas achila, you know, also not. So, especially arguing, we said before that the Mishabura holds Iker Pesach is that Achila's, the bracha of Shechianu is a Rishus, not a Chiyuv. So we should argue, he shouldn't say Shechianu. The Maisa of the meaning is that he does say Shechianu. And there are some parts of him say that once Chazar were Kaveya, that by Achila, a person should say, it's because we assume that the vast majority of people are excited, so that we will include this person in that halacha as well. So the correct order, according to the Prima Gadim, is the person says Shechianu, then he makes the bracha of the Brepi Eitz or the Brepi Adama, and then he eats. So the order is Shechianu, Brepi Adama, Achila. Shechianu, Brepi Eitz, Achila. That's the Prima Gadim says, why? Because since Mikra Adin, the Chi of Shechianu is there even before Achila, it's there from the seeing it. So once you get to the moment where you're about to eat it already, you have that level of simcha. So the Chi of Shechianu was actually there, but not just in conjunction with the act of achila per se. So we say, well, I make the bracha of achila first, and now that I'm holding my amish at the moments of achila, because I already made the bracha, I'm allowed to eat, so now I make the shechianu. No, shechianu is really a chiyuv there beforehand, so you make the shechianu first, and the bracha of achila on the achila afterwards. Okay. V'hu adin, or another option, im toyim ma'at, v'achakach b'var shechianu, after the gam ken zetoiv, maybe it's even, you know, second best is make the repu eitz, eat, and then say the shechianu afterwards. But saying between the eitz and the shechianu, we seem to be avoiding that option. But he says like this: But yeah, but in Berach Shachianu Achra Bracha Sheberach Alachila Kadam Shehiskol Dita. If he said the Bracha Alachila Shachianu and then he ate, so in that situation Gam Kin Ein Zehepsik Ayin Shom. He says that's also not considered a hepsik, at least in the Bidyab, yeah, it's not considered a hepsik. There are some Shidas that hold that's the appropriate order, is Rapi Eitz or Rapi Adama Shachianu and then Achila. So you cannot say if a person did that he did something wrong. So. So it's not considered a hepsik. He doesn't have to go back and say the bracha of achila again. Okay. Okay. Now. The Shaar HaTzion. It says so in Shaar HaTzion Yud Beis, he says that the order is Shechianu, the appropriate bracha on the food, and then eating. And he says that's a chayodim. You know, the Rechaim says not like that, like the Chalachatanas over Behretev, Chema goes, the Guardian of Biruchim official, I guess that is. Come welcome near the Toiv, your Shai Pik. Okay. Toiv Yoser, leader, Kapri Megadim, Achayadim, that the order of Shechiyanu, Repu Eitz, Achila. The Cheshishani, Mishum Hafsik, Ben Brachal Achila. There is a concern of a Hafsik. So even though we're going to bring a raya in a second, he says it might be it's a bidyeh, but I'm not going to tell you what to make a new bracha. But on the chachila to go and say the brei pri eitz, then the shechianu, and then the chila. If I could argue that's really a hefsik, I shouldn't be doing the chachila. Okay, what's the argument that's not a hefsik? Because we compare it to the Gemara's case of when he says gavul l'turi, person makes a bracha, he realizes that they have not fed the animals. He goes, tells one of his workers, go and feed the animals, and then he eats. So he says, that's not a hefsik. Because since he's not allowed to eat before he feeds his animals, so once he's made the bracha, he can't eat. So this is part of the needs of a chila to say, go feed the animals. Then arai gemura migavul l'turi. He says, go and mix up the food, the slop for the cows or the bulls. Shuber primagadim. I heard the shom also lechol kadam shitan hamped over there. It's mamash oser. Okay, and shayach shom lesuda. So that bracha is totally required to be able to have the suda. So it's not a hefsik. Can reveal melech shabazay miyapach oichel or bring the salt, which that's there to make the food itself better. We're saying, first of all, Shechiyanu is not a chiyuv. So you can't say, well, I can't eat until I make a Shechiyanu. But that's not true. So it's not tzarech achila. So maybe it's a hefsik. If he said a Shechiyanu, if he made it, say, Rebbe ate Shechiyanu, then he ate. But yeah, but you send back on the people which are mekel, that you don't have to say a bracha again. Fine. So we don't make the bracha until the fruit is grown. We said before in regards to making the appropriate bracha of the brei pi'oetz. The mevorachet al haboiser mikvanim brei pi'oetz. Even though it's the steak called boiser, which is not fully grown, we still ready to make the brei pi'oetz. Mishigiru the sheer pool halavan. Once it's reached the stage of the size of pool halavan, which is a type of a bean, which is smaller than your average, much smaller than your average grapes, fully grown. So it reaches the size of that, the bracha is brei pi'oetz. So it means apparently it's considered nigmar at that point in time. No, b'shar kaladonis mishiyatziu pri shuroy lechol ayed hetchak. As soon as they produce the fruits, the bracha is brei pi'oetz. Hachlinyan shechianu. But over here, the point is, it's for the feelings of the emotions of thanks and of elation of arriving that we have the fruit. Well, since most people will not eat it at that earlier stage, The feelings of elation come when it's completed. So that's the proper time to say the Shef Yonah, not earlier. So even though it has a lomdusha status of a pre-hoetz, and that's very nice, it has lomdusha status, but people's emotional reactions are not dependent on lomdusha status. I feel but he in bear and then furthermore, he takes it a step further. He says, if a person would make the bracha earlier, when it's not nigmar, it's considered bracha batala, and he says another bracha when it's fully grown. And we start with who had been Bashar Kalon, we should see a period. So the Ravaz argues that everything we just said. The Ravaz says, no, if it has the status of a Brei Pioet, it's reached the stage of growth, it's considered Brei Pioet, then it's free. Make a bracha on a free. So you would be able to make the bracha, make the bracha at that point in time. Then in the Yabin, yes, yes, b'cholom, shalalach, to the bracha. Therefore, in the case of the Bidi Yabin, that he did say the bracha on it before it's fully grown. And the B'di'evid, since it's recent stage where halachically it's considered Brei Pioetz, B'di'evid, he said the Shechiyonah, then he would not make another Shechiyonah. We didn't say Brei Rishon, I'll say Brei Yoshniya. The Rei Anan, the Haginon, Dei Mevorkim Ad Shas Achilah. It's not any worse than that which we wait for the bracha till we eat it, after raw, come upon him, only so multiple times beforehand. Seeing it multiple times doesn't lose your right to the bracha. Because if it would, that's very nice, you want to be makbar to wait to Shas Achila. But there's people who are excited when they see it, now they're not excited anymore because they already saw it. So we say, yeah, it's too late to make the bracha. But we don't say that. So we don't say that over here as well. However, once it comes Shas Achila, and he ate it once and didn't make a bracha. And remember, he eats the next day. He says, oh, yeah, they make a bracha yesterday on Shechiyono. Right? So it's too late.
When you were talking about the fact that making the Shechiyono between the bracha and the eating, like Bidi Eva, we said it's okay.
Right.
By Kiddush, when we make the Shechiyono, like, is that different? Because that's his man, Kiddush?
The Shechiyono was on the Yom over there.
Uh-huh.
Even the second night of Rosh Hashanah, it's a mistake to people. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, if we have no fruit, no new fruit, or no new garment, you still say Shechiyono. Which means he's saying the Ikar Pesach, because you do say Shechiyono on the Yom. We just say, you know, why not the Ravka the Milsa to make sure, like, you know, sort of make it, you know, clear and confident that you're doing the right thing? Why not have the garment or the fruit? Because there is an argument to say it's really one long day, you already say Shechiyono on the day. But Mikra, then you make a Shechiyono on each day separately. But that's a Shechiyono on the Yom. So then the appropriate time is first to declare the Yom, and then Shechiyono about the Yom. Right? So over there we put it together that way. But over here, the Iker Pesach is the Iker, then you say the bracha when you see it. Right? So I say the bracha when I see it, so it's nothing to do with Achila, Mikir then. Yeah, we have a minute, we wait till Shas Achila. But once you're Shas Achila, so it's time to make the bracha now, the bracha you should have said when you saw it. So, of course, you make the bracha, the Shechiyono first. That was his point before.
When he says here that if you didn't take on the Achila Rishona, you don't make an Achila Shnia, Chol Shekin Shalei Yivarech Al Kuso Achila Atzma, meaning the first Achila, the end of the first Achila?
You know, you're ahead of me. We didn't finish the
Mishnah. I'm sorry. I thought you were ready.
Okay.
I apologize.
I just took a drink. okay.
I heard it.
So we said over here, if you didn't say the Riyashniya, you can say the Riyashniya. Because not any, when I'll prove it to you, because we wait multiple times of Riyah. If we did in the Gemara, it's a din in Riyah, and we say that the second Riyah is too late. So how can we have a nice minute to say B'Shas Achila? It's wonderful, but the Maisa, you're right. You're saying, you know, people don't respond to Riyah nowadays. They're not like we don't make them like they used to. And people used to see on the trees, and Pasha get so excited that the new season has come, and they're on the trees, and well, they make the bracha. You know, we're more jaded. You know, okay, B'Shas Achila, people are happy. Okay, very nice. But if the halacha within the Gemara is once you saw it once, it's too late. So what does it help you? we wait till Shas Achila, so it must be that seeing it the second time, it's fine. Now, Bav Shura Kama Pomim Mekoidim, but if he didn't make a bracha at the first achila, then he cannot make a bracha at the second achila. That's already too late. And furthermore, he ate it. He's not eating it again. So he says, hey, you know, half an hour ago I ate this new fruit and I didn't make a bracha shechiyadam. So let's make a bracha shechiyadam on the fruit that I ate half an hour ago. So it's not digested yet. Right, it's in my stomach. I'm making a shechiyano. There's food in my stomach. I'm sorry, you don't make a bracha on the fruit, the shechiyano on the fruit in your stomach.
That's different than what we said earlier, that if you ate a bite and then make a shechiyano right after the first bite, that would be okay. Maybe not preferable, but okay. What Mr. Red said in... You can say it in your dollars.
Right.
So that's okay because you're still eating as opposed to here where you're totally done eating.
Right.
You can digest it.
Yeah. Okay, now, let's see if there's anything over here. What is that one? He does bring in the Sharetzi in Tesvah, but there is a Maril, which you would make the bracha on the Achila Shniya, as long as you're still happy. And he brings a Raya like that. But the Halacha L'Maaseh is saying we're not going to do it like that. Fine. Bear with me 1 second. Fine. Sif Dalet. In Berach Shechiyonu. Let's see.
What don't we hold on?
I'm not sure what you're referring
you
to.
Just,
The Meril says that you make a bracha on Achila Shniya. The person did not say the Shechiyonu on the first Achila.
No, we don't.
We can say on the second of the field, as I pointed out, that we don't do. Fine. Sip Tal. In Be'er Shechiyonu al Shirjus. Kirshen or cherries, that's the only one I know about over here, what they are. So they're fairly similar types of minim, and the point is saying that we look at them as being independent and different minim, and each they're for the shechion, and they say one doesn't work on the other. Okay. But even though they're really one species, when it comes to Shechiyano, they're two different, they have two different minim. Why? Because each one generates its own simcha. Mr. Burr is going to give an example of white figs and black figs. They're both figs. But since the maisa they ripen differently and they grow differently, so people react to each one in its own act of simcha. There's a simcha that the white figs are now finished, and other simcha that the black figs are finished. So even though they're really the same species you know, botanically, you're gonna have, you will tell them that, you know, that your nomenclature tells you that they're the same species, but that's not how people relate to it in regards to the simple element. Not only so over here the Gindish and the Shirjis, at least they have different names. Well, I'll give you a case, they don't even have different names. If they taste differently, there's black figs and white figs, have a different flavor. In regards to this, they're considered two minim. They each one get his own shechiyanu, but the Mishabura adds a caveat that much we're going to argue, but that the shechiyanu, I don't make a shechiyanu one fruit for another fruit. So if two fruits, if oranges and apples both came at the season at the same time, and all of a sudden we sit down on the table and we have oranges and we have apples, you make a shechiyanu on the oranges and a shechiyanu on the apples. The fact that if I'd be walking in the field, we did in the Gemara make a bracha on Re'iya, and I see the apple tree which is producing fruit, and I see the orange tree producing fruit, I don't say one shechiyanu for both. I say shechiyanu on the apple tree and a shechiyanu on the orange tree. But over here, white figs and black figs, if I get them both basachas, I will only make one bracha. That much we're going to argue, they only make one bracha. But if you made a bracha shechiyanu on white figs yesterday, and now they bring you black figs today, oh, I already said shechiyanu on the min called figs. That's not true, because they do taste different. So we're dealing with them somewhere in the middle. Two types of pears. So you have Bartlett pears and, you know, some other type of pears, or tapuchim, or different types of apples, or goizim, or nuts. Gam can tell the world called echad shechiyanu. So each one grows differently, tastes a little bit different, etc. So each one gets his own shechiyanu. So again, some of them, they're not being presented to you by asachas. Okay, so that is how we're understanding the mechab. Zok the bishabura in brackets. We are a grow mafakvik because that v'dachar raya saying that the grow finds questionable.
Vas achas here means like a mixture, or it means the same time.
Same time.
I thought you said the orange and the apple. You do make separate shechiyanu.
Right, it's the same. But over here, it's they're both figs, or they're both. We're giving it two. We're straddling the fence. We're saying, you know. I bring apples, and I bring more of the same apples tomorrow. I don't make another shechiyanu, because it's the same thing. So I bring white figs today and black figs tomorrow. I make a shechiyanu, because two different things. Okay, I bring rasachas, an apple and an orange. I make a shechiyanu on each one separately. Over here, I only make one, because they're the same thing. So are they the same thing or something different? So we're balancing it, you know, a little bit somewhere in the middle. Okay, the Bergrau disagrees. So the Gros says, listen, it's one, they're the same men, and therefore if you make a bracha on white figs on Sunday, you can't make a bracha on the black figs on Monday. You said a shechiyanu on figs already. Also says like that. However, at the end, the Merkzia is inclined to say, even in regards to other halachas, they are one min, because they are one min in reality. But over here, the shechiyanu, the main defining element is the simcha. But since people see black figs and white figs as being distinct and unique with from each other, see, even though halacha, they're one min. But in people's mind, wow, the black figs are in season. Wow, the white figs are in season. There's two different emotions of simcha. Therefore, nicha the psak b'shulchan aruch, and the psak b'shulchan aruch that you make a shechiyanu each one separately makes sense, and that's the maskana of the chacham tzvi that the psak b'shulchan aruch makes sense because it's not halacha only in minim; it's halacha in people's response to the different minim. So normally, the same minim, as I said, oh, we see apples, we see more apples. They don't doesn't have the same level of excitement. I see different types of apples, you know, Baruch Hashem, the Macintosh apples. Oh, wow, not only that, even the Granny Smith apples are. So each one is a different level of simcha. So the same thing over here. Fine. Fine. One point over here in the Bir Locha, and back on Sif Gimel, he says that this bracha of even it's on the tree, it's even if you see it on Mikra, then it's halacha and Re'iyah, but even on Shabbos. Even you, there's no way you could actually eat it on Shabbos. You can't take it up, you know, you see it on the Tuesdays, you pull off the tree and you eat it. See it on Shabbos, you can't pull off the tree and, you, and eat it. Because. I'm sorry? Right, you'd have a problem with Tlisha. He says, but he says an interesting argument. He says, why don't we argue that the, since our minhag is Hebashas Achila, and you have to wait till it's Nigmar. So in a certain sense, it's not Nigmar, because right now there's something which prevents you from taking up the tree, so there's something lacking in its final process. So we do need Nigmar, which means it's ready to be taken off the tree. However, here it's not ready to be taken off the tree because there's an issue of Shabbos. So he says, no, that issue of Shabbos is not intrinsic in the fruit. That's an outside issue. The equivalent of a person standing there with a gun saying, don't touch. That doesn't affect the status of the fruit. The fact that there's something blocking the passage. So the Shabbos is saying, don't touch. But that's not, he says it's called Ar Yehuda Revealeh. There's like a lion crouched there, right? So you're not going to get near where the lion is. It doesn't. Shabbos is like the lion, so it's not going to affect the status of the fruit. But then he brings, we said before from Kibager, and Kibager said, by the case of building the bayis, that till you put the mezuzah on, so you're not supposed to live there without the mezuzah, so you don't make the bracha of the Shekhiyano on the bayis until that point in time. Because it's not ready to use. Well, again, why don't we argue the house is done? And Elamai, what? There's this Isser, halacha, you can't use it until they put the mezuzah on. So, you know, so it has to be the same thing. So, why can't you make the Shekhiyan or the Tevah Meitiv beforehand? So, that's the question that he's asking. He brings the Kibbeger's Masupik over there. He says, of course, that argument, that might be done to the case of Shabbos. You know, that the Shabbos we have, there is a real halacha thing preventing you from using it. There's a halacha requirement of a mezuzah. So that should be similar. And according to him, then on Shabbos, you would not make a bracha on the fruit. Okay, let's hold it here.